This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, in for Leanne Hansen. This week, President Obama will push for passage of a new jobs bill. Last week marked the one-year anniversary of the stimulus package. It's a year old now. But the fate of the new jobs bill in the Senate is far from certain. We wanted to know, how are these Washington initiatives playing out in cities across the country? We're checking back in with a pair of newspaper editors we've talked to before, Kevin Riley, editor at the Dayton Daily News, joining us from the studios of WHIO in Dayton, Ohio. Hi there.
It's nice to be with you.
Well, welcome back. And John Kanellis, editorial page editor of the Amarillo Globe News in the Texas Panhandle. John, nice to talk to you today.
Hello, Jackie. It's good to talk to you, too.
So, kind of a turning point this week as Congress comes back into session and the president presses for this jobs bill. First of all, give me a sense of the employment picture now in Dayton. I know that it's high, but what types of jobs are going away and what's happening?
In Dayton, unemployment is at 13.2%, and the surrounding county is at 12%. I would say the jobs story that really dominated the mindset in Dayton over the past year or so was the loss of NCR Corporation's headquarters. That company was founded in Dayton over 100 years ago. And while all that was left was its headquarters and about 1,200 workers, when the CEO announced that they were moving to Atlanta, it was just a huge psychological blow to the area.
And the CEO had never actually even come to Ohio to live there, I mean.
Well, it was even worse than that. And not only did he never come to live here, he really insulted the region upon the announcement by saying that part of his problem was that NCR was unable to attract the kind of talent it needed to a place like Dayton, Ohio.
So that gives us a sense, perhaps, of how people are feeling. There was a good chunk of stimulus money given to Ohio. Did it make any discernible difference a year ago?
I think it's hard for the average Ohioan to see that the stimulus has helped that much. Certainly, they see construction on highways and they hear about things in the news. But in the end, a lot of the stimulus money that came to Ohio was used to balance the state's budget, which had a several billion-dollar hole in it. And so I think for the average Ohioan, probably looks at the stimulus and says, it may have helped things from getting worse, but it's very hard to feel like things are getting better.
John Kanellis, you let us know that Amarillo and Texas and that part of Texas didn't face that foreclosure crisis because lending was more conservative all along, employment had held more or less steady. But Texas did receive stimulus money as well, didn't it?
That's correct. And much like in Ohio, our state legislature balanced its budget in 2009, largely on the back of stimulus funds as well.
Now, I understand that Amarilloans, I think I have that right, John, voted 80% for John McCain in the presidential election. So what are you hearing now about the jobs bill and President Obama and the kinds of expansion that is going on?
Okay. The president doesn't have much cachet on almost anything. Here. The jobs initiative so far have not been particularly well received simply because of the cost attached to them. Folks here are concerned about deficit debt. We are not inclined to be very supportive of the federal government's reach.
So when a company does hire, and I assume that there are some good business stories there, who does get credit?
Well, I guess folks are taking credit for themselves. We have an active and aggressive economic development corporation here that disperses sales tax money to lure businesses. We've had a big wind turbine assembly plant announced that it's coming here, going to add about 700 jobs. Bell Helicopter, of course, is assembling the V-22 out here, and it's continuing to get work, and it's expanding its job force. We don't have the big manufacturing base that they do in Dayton. Our unemployment is better than the state average, which is better than the national average. While it's not good, it's not as good as it has been, our employment picture, it's better than it could be.
And I just want to say, Texas did accept this stimulus money. It's not like...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, our politicians here are pretty quick to criticize the president, but they're also equally quick to take the money.
Let me go back to Dayton, Ohio for a moment. Kevin Riley of the Dayton Daily News, can you just walk me around the downtown of Dayton and tell me what it feels like?
Well, it's a little snow-covered right now, of course, but when spring comes, where I would start is at Fifth Third Field, where the Dayton Dragons, a minor league baseball team, will open their season. And that team has sold out every game before its season even starts for the 10th year in a row. So I think that's indicative of the kind of optimism Ohioans sort of naturally feel. I mean, of course, we all think the Ohio State Buckeyes can win the National Football Championship every year. So even through tough times, we're optimistic. And as we walk through the rest of downtown, I think you'd see some areas where things are going on, and those things would be connected to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is nearby, and the center of the Air Force's research. But you'd also see some high vacancy rates. It would be that combination of trouble but optimism.
You also have a high-speed rail coming to that area, I understand, or proposed. When you did a poll recently, though, people said they didn't want one.
Right. The high-speed rail project is one of the more interesting things going on in the state in this way. The federal government has offered Ohio $400 million to build this system, which would connect Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, and Cincinnati. But even late in the week, there was a controversy among the Republicans in the Ohio Senate about whether the system should even be built because they believe it will be too expensive to operate. So even in the amidst the good news, there's still some disagreement about whether we ought to take that money and whether we can put it to use.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago John Kanellis. There's so little support and always has been for the Obama administration. Is there anything by way of a jobs bill that you think would fly in your area?
I'm hard-pressed to think of what would fly unless there was something that would come down the pike that would create jobs instantly. But I just don't sense that there is a great deal of support and enthusiasm for almost anything that the president and the administration have put forward so far.
Kevin Riley from the Dayton Daily News in Ohio and John Kanellis from the Amarillo Globe News in Texas. It was really, really interesting to talk to both of you, and we hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.